We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Welcome to the BCP podcast. I am James, a Black Conservative Patriot, aka BCP. Right after I uploaded the last report, immediately almost after, I saw the update, and I want to share that with you right now. In a blow to Biden, Supreme Court allows Texas to arrest and deport illegal aliens. The Supreme Court on Tuesday dealt a blow to the Biden administration's attempts to keep the U.S. border open, allowing Texas to enforce a new law giving local police the power to arrest migrants. I saw this on Zero Hedge, 10:20 p.m. Last night, East Coast time. And some of you may have seen that I made a comment updating it, because the last thing I had reported on here was Alito being a bad guy and leaving the stay in place. But that has now been reversed. And this is great news for America and bad news for Biden. And anything that's bad news for Biden, a puppet of the globalist Marxists, obviously, is great news for us and for our great republic, the United States of America. But behold, that news I just gave you was short-lived, because just a few hours later, we got this reporting. Texas immigration law on hold again after late night appeal. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling allowing Texas SB 4 immigration law to go into effect on Tuesday was short-lived. Within hours of the court's decision to move the matter back into the hands of the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, a three-member panel on the New Orleans-based court blocked the law from taking effect in a 2-1 vote. The appellate court then scheduled oral arguments on the matter for Wednesday. So I'm going to stop reporting on this story, because that's a total flip-flop back and forth. First, I reported yesterday that Sam Alito continued to stay, and I put that up on yesterday's episode. Then in today's episode, as I'm going through it, I'm showing you that, oh, wait a minute, we got good news on it. And then a few hours later, we got a flip-flop back on it. So as the time of this recording, they're supposed to have oral arguments. Now, I am currently on the other side of the world, so of the time difference, I will give you an update tomorrow if there is one. But as of the time of this recording, it's on hold again. Let's see where this ends up. But while we're talking about judges, let's give some good news here. We've got Judge Eileen Cannon, who just issued jury instruction orders in Jack Smith's ridiculous classified document case. And of course, this isn't very advantageous to Jack Smith, so the leftist legal world is going absolutely ape crap crazy about this. Now, what Judge Cannon did, she gave two options for jury instructions. Let's look at this and break this down. The first one is this. She has said that, one, in a prosecution of a former president for allegedly retaining documents in violation of U.S. Code 18, a jury is permitted to examine a record retained by a former president in his or her personal possession at the end of his or her presidency and make a factual finding as to whether the government has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that it is personal or presidential using the definitions set forth in the Presidential Records Act. So, of course, Jack Smith is not going to like that the jury gets to look and determine if it was misclassified by President Trump. But the second scenario is actually juicier. A president has sole authority under the Presidential Records Act to categorize records as personal or presidential during his or her presidency. Neither a court nor a jury is permitted to make or review such a categorization decision. Although there is no formal means in the PRA by which a president is to make that categorization, an outgoing president's decision to exclude what he considers to be personal records from presidential records transmitted to the National Archives and Records Administration constitute a president's categorization of those records as personal under the PRA. Now, this obviously, ordered by Eileen Cannon, is not something that Jack Smith wants in the jury instructions, because it's pretty much telling them that, hey, the president has ultimate authority to decide what's presidential and what's personal, and there's no exact mechanism, and the jury and the government doesn't get to decide this anyway. Now, of course, this is not good news for Jack Smith and MSNBC legal analyst Jordan Rubin with hyperbole in this analysis. Cannon's jury instruction order could crush Jack Smith's case. Once again, what's good news for us is generally bad news for the Marxists. The Trump-appointed judge may have made her strangest move yet in the former president's classified document case. Yes, because it's a strange move to instruct a jury on aspects of the law that are necessary to draw the proper conclusion whether the prosecution has in fact proven their case beyond a reasonable doubt. Jordan Rubin writes hyperbolically, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon is at it again. Her latest weird move in Donald Trump's classified document case involves jury instructions. That may sound like a mundane subject, but it's quite important because these instructions are what a jury will use to consider whether Special Counsel Jack Smith has proved his case beyond a reasonable doubt. That is, if the Trump-appointed judge ever sets a trial date and a trial actually happens, says Jordan Rubin. The problem is that Cannon is apparently contemplating instructions that could effectively win Trump's case for him, regardless of how strong the evidence against him is. Now, that caught the attention of Julie Kelly of Real Clear Investigations, who tweeted out, "The meltdown is on. Why?" As one J6 defense attorney just said to me, if Cannon gives these jury instructions, Jack Smith is screwed. Except she used the F word. Well, she quoted the J6 defense attorney having said to her that Jack Smith is going to be flummoxed. Final jury instructions are well within the purview of the court. Once again, the left hates it when actual due process is granted to people fighting against the deep state. Now, the number one fighter against the deep state and the establishment, the man who has been on the receiving end of persecution after persecution, including what we're talking about here in this Jack Smith case, of course, is President Trump. And the people aren't fooled. Here's a quick article from Breitbart with some of the latest bad news for Biden and good news for Trump when it comes to polling. Donald Trump takes double-digit lead over Joe Biden among independents. President Donald Trump has taken a double-digit lead in the latest survey from the Economist YouGov. The survey asked respondents who they would support in a presidential matchup between Trump and Biden. Among all the respondents, as well as registered voters, Trump leads Biden by 2 points, 44% to Biden's 42% support. The two were tied at 44% each earlier this month. Trump predictably has support from a majority of Republicans, while Biden has a support from a majority of Democrats. That naturally puts all eyes on independents who are backing Trump over the incumbent in the recent survey. Trump garners support from 40% of independents, and Biden comes in 10 points behind with 30% support. So we always hear from the left, President Trump can't win because of the independents and the non-Democrat voters. Yet this isn't borne out by most of the polling. Independents are swaying Trump over Biden. But of course, they have to give that fake news that the independents are going to go to Biden because they plan on seeing the election and then say it's the independent voters that made the difference. But we're on to their game. We know what they're up to. Everyone can see it. The emperor and his new clothes aren't fooling anybody.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.